Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network. GCNLIVE, GCNLive.com. Class, you can listen to us on Rents Radio also. Rents, R-E-N-S-E, radio.com. The Ron Gibson Channel on Odyssey and BitChute. That's Ron Gibson, R-O-N, G-I-B-S-O-N. Ron is his first name, as in Ronald. The Global Star Radio Network and Galaxy 19, the satellite. That's over North America and Europe and parts of North Africa. And there's a telephone listen line for those of you who want to be in class while you have a phone nearby. And that telephone listen line is from 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. for USA Prepares. But it's a telephone listen line that's on all day. So you can listen to other great broadcasts as well. 605-615-1815. 605-615-1815. Thank you, Jason. Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello there, Vincent. I'm actually here on time this week. Oh, my gosh.
Great.
But I'll tell you what.
That's great. So,
next week, we get our turn to experience the delight of the time shift of daylight savings. It's our turn next week.
You know,
they say that
Ben Franklin, they say that Ben Franklin was one of the guys that made that happen. But then again, you know, when he was around, founding the United States of America, being a traitor to Great Britain, there were no electric lights. You know, it was candlelight and oil lamps. And the idea was, let's make daylight work for us. But now we have electric lights. And we don't need to do that so much. So I think the circadian rhythm, I think the biological clock, it's all messed up, and it takes a month or two to straighten it out. The animals don't understand. They really don't understand because, you know, they cross the roads when people are not going to work. You know, they go out and they forage for food, and they eat the roadkill in the middle of the road, and then all of a sudden we change the work hours, and then we run over all these animals. That, what are you guys doing? You know, you're not supposed to be here at this time in the morning or at night. So it's really a mess, and there's no need for it. So I'm sorry that Australia is as dumb as the United States.
Yeah, we are. Unfortunately,
we need to stop it. And you know, Biden,
at least in Victoria,
and jumping.
Yeah.
Jumping Joe Biden, that's the name that his peers gave him when he was a senator, because he would jump to whatever the best deal for him was. I mean, he was known for that. He would switch sides. You know, he'd say, I'm with you. No, I'm not with you because I got a better deal. But he wouldn't tell it that he got a better deal part. So he said, his administration said that we were going to do away with daylight savings time. And I guess he jumped off that. I thought, wow, this is like one thing he might have gotten right. But no, we still have daylight savings time. So he didn't get that right either. So he's maybe 100%. Everything he's done has been a colossal failure. Everything. Everything. Jumping jump.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what.
Do you want to talk about farming? You want to talk about irrigation?
Yep. Yeah. I lived for about 8 years in West Australia, and there was no daylight savings, and it was wonderful. It was just brilliant. I mean, they have like something like 320 days of sunshine in Geraldton in West Australia. It's called Sun City. S-U-N City. That's his nickname because it's subtropical, by the sea, absolutely beautiful. Wish I was there, but, you know, unfortunately life didn't turn out that way. That's another story. Yes, what I want to talk about is small farming, okay? Because I know that, you know, I know that the class knows that I do everything here by hand, using simple hand tools. And I found out that there was a fellow on the internet, and he has a small farm in a place called Baja California, which is in Mexico. It's on. It means in Spanish, it means the California Bay, and that's because it's on that peninsula, which is on the west side of California. Okay, so that's his name, Baja California, meaning California Bay in Mexico. And this guy, he's in a wheelchair, and he farms 2 acres of land as a market garden in Baja California in a semi-arid climate, so the same climate that we have here, because anything that does well in Baja California will do well here. I know that. And from past experience. Practical experience, and it's baking hot in the summer, and it still gets cold in the winter because he's up in the hills, and you know, it's something like 4 to 6 inches of rainfall, and he runs his farm so profitably that he hires there's 5 people working on his farm. There's himself, and he has 4 employees. He has 3 other farm workers, and he has a market and store manager. And if you think that you can't do it because you don't have enough land, or you can't do it because you're not fit and healthy enough, or you can't do it for this reason or that reason or the other reason, remember, there is a guy who lives in Baja California who's in a wheelchair, paraplegic, and he's farming 2 acres of land as a market garden and making enough profit at it that he can hire another 4 people. If he can do it, then you can do it. And you know what his key to it is, Vincent? It's irrigation. Not any type of it, not any old type of irrigation. Specifically, drip irrigation. And that is the same sort of irrigation system that I have recently been installing here. After 11 years of experimenting with this sort of system and that sort of system and the other sort of system and bathtubs and trenches and this and that and the other, I finally found something that actually works, and that is a drip irrigation line, either with drop lines, that means like a 4 millimeter line that goes from the main 13 millimeter pipe, or the dripper directly coming off the pipe itself. You know, they both have their uses. I'm installing some of one and some of the other, but both of them are doing really well, although I would say the dripper lines, probably with pots, And then you plant things in the pots as well. Probably does slightly better than the plain dripper line with the drippers directly pushed into the 13-millimetre black irrigation pipe. And this was it. And, you know, summer is, well, it is over. We are into autumn here. But it hasn't started to rain yet. And it may not start to rain for a month or two yet. It might start to rain in the next few weeks. I really hope it does start to rain in the next few weeks. But the first rain date for us is never 100% sure, because that's the nature of the climate that we live in. And I was talking to some of the old people around town, and they said that it used to be, when they were young, when they were living here, that almost like clockwork, they would get a summer thunderstorm every 2 weeks, like clockwork. And that would deliver, you know, maybe half an inch of rain, and then that would get them through. And then, you know, and then you know, the rest of the time would be baking, baking, baking hot Australian summer. And, of course, you would have bushfire danger, wildfires with that, because, you know, you get lightning strikes in the forest, and that that creates bushfires sometimes all by itself, natural ones. But he said it was worth it, and it was, he remembered it being a, it was like clockwork. You know, you knew what the weather was going to do. I asked this old man, I said, well, what do you think about it now? He says, oh, you don't know what it's going to do. It's just going crazy. So that's why we have to modify what we do and how we do it. And I found that the best way to do it, the best way by far, is with a drip irrigation line. And you can water each dripper. They say on the packet that it will water out to half a metre. In my experience, that's not true. You can water about 1 square foot with each dripper coming out of the line. So if you, but the thing is, if you're not watering every place, then you don't have to, you know, you only need to put a dripper every place where there's a tree, although if you want to water the whole line, then you need to press a dripper in about each foot along the line. And, you know, so I'm in the process of perfecting that. I would say I'm there. And you've got to, you've got to mulch the line, and you've got to compost the line with, my compost of choice is, of course, horse manure. Thank you, Lily. Thank you, Lily the Whaler Mare. And, for anyone new to the class, I have a horse and her name is Lily. So you'll hear me talking about Lily sometimes. And, yeah, that is what we do, and that's how I do it. And you can do it too. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Got a couple comments when we come back. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I've got a couple comments when we come back. Gwyneth's with us live in Australia. Gwyneth
Isaacs. Being conned by the institutions we used to trust, the mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 0523. 800-284-0523.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah. You know, back in the 1960s and 1950s and 1960s, we had some neighbors who had gardens, and they experimented with gardens, and there was one guy that was truly successful. Pretty much everyone else had a complete failure. And the reason I attribute to a couple things. One, the one that was successful, This man rototilled roughly a 50-foot by 50-foot square, and he amended the soil with compost and wood ash, and he got the pH right for tomatoes and peppers and corn, and he happened to be a farmer. He sold his farmer up north and moved to the southern part of the state, and he amended his soil, and he didn't just put seeds in the ground and hope. He literally amended the soil so that it would have the fertility, the nutrition, to support the plants that he was, you know, vegetable plants. And he didn't put his garden in the back corner. Pretty much everybody else put the garden out of the way so they could have a beautiful lawn. He put his garden, oh, maybe 30, 40 feet from his back door, the door to the kitchen. And he had a water hose with well water. And he would water the garden at a specific time during the day. every day. And he had the most productive garden that you could possibly imagine. Truly productive. And he had so much produce that he could give it to the neighbors for free. So the success was based on the fertility of the soil, not just planting and hoping that you can grow vegetables in clay or sand. He actually had great soil, and he made it that way by amending the soil. The next thing was the watering, and he positioned it so it wasn't too far outside the back door so he could get to it every day, to tend to it every day. And it was impressive, and it really worked. But when he did it, most of the neighbors thought, he's ripping up his backyard. He's literally ripping up his backyard and putting a garden in the middle of what could be a beautiful lawn. But he was a farmer, and it was the centerpiece of his backyard. It wasn't an afterthought. It was the centerpiece, and it was truly magnificent. So when Gwyneth talks about irrigation, it's absolutely critical. When Gwyneth talks about fertility and horse manure and compost, it's absolutely critical. And it really works, because horse manure, cow manure, chicken manure, rabbit manure, goat manure, contains a lot more than just NPK, which you can buy in a bag at the big box store or the Chinese factory outlet. I mean, you can buy nitrogen, potassium, and phosphorus, but that's all you get in there. But it gets mixed with something called fly ash, which is an ash product to extend fertilizer with waste products from coal-fired power generation plants, which is slightly radioactive. Absolutely true. But don't believe me. Don't believe a word you hear at USA Prepares or anyplace else. Do your own research and make up your own mind. So if you were to buy 10%, I'm sorry, if you were to buy 10-10-10 fertilizer, 10-10-10, you would get 10% of N, 10% of P, and 10% K. That leaves 70% of the bag is something else. And what is it? It's filler. It's typically a waste product that's added to the 30% content fertilizer so that you think you're getting a lot more fertilizer than you're getting. You're only getting 30% fertilizer in that bag of 10-10-10. And you're getting less fertilizer if you buy 5-10-5. Absolutely true. So what is the rest? That's filler. Typically fly ash from coal-fired power generation plants. The last thing you want to put on your garden, right? Wood ash is fine. Coal ash, not so much. Gwyneth and I will be right back.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
USA USA News Update. The Supreme Court is granting permission for Texas to implement a new law empowering local police to detain individuals they suspect to be residing in the country unlawfully. Initially green-lighted by the High Court, the law was promptly halted following a lawsuit from the White House. However, Tuesday, the court ruled the law may be enacted while legal proceedings unfold in lower courts. The Biden administration argues the law encroaches upon the federal government's sole jurisdiction over immigration matters. Former President Trump may be forced to stick to raising campaign money the old-fashioned way. No insurers are willing to underwrite his massive $455 million civil fraud trial bond in New York.
Billions of dollars in value, billions of dollars in properties, but they'd like to take the cash away so I can't use it on the campaign.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my new gum. For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, we had a wonderful instructor by the name of Werner Bach, and he would call in and teach us about farming. He's a truly brilliant man. He came from Germany, and he has passed away, and it's a great loss as to all of us at USA Prepares. He was an instructor, and he talked about a study that was done with farming. And he said that this study wanted to determine whether fertilizer was better or whether natural fertilizer, commercial fertilizer versus natural fertilizer. So we're talking about compost, cow manure versus fertilizer you could buy from a fertilizer company in a bag. And what they found out was that if you're growing and you fertilize with commercial fertilizer, you will have a tremendous yield. It really works well. And the next year, the plants need more. And the third year, the plants need even more than that. So they become accustomed to it, and it's like a drug, and they need more and more and more. But it works. But you don't get all of the elements in the in NPK, bagged fertilizer. So what happened is that the compost and the cow manure and the chicken manure and the horse manure worked, but not as well as commercial fertilizer in the short run. In the long run, what happened was commercial fertilizer, because of more and more and more being needed, it was dwarfed in comparison to the natural fertilizer, which takes longer to start working, but it is more sustainable and it does a better job in the long run. So when we look at our neighbors and they'll till up their fields and they'll apply a lot of nitrogen in the fertilizer, and I mean high nitrogen content in the fertilizer, and the grass looks magnificent for a year. Then next year it struggles. And the year after that it struggles even more, and then more fertilizer is needed. Whereas in our case, we run the cows on the fields, and then we drag with a chain harrow on the back of a tractor to spread the manure so that the sunlight bakes it, and it's instead of big patties, it's small pieces, and it uniformly fertilizes the field, and they look magnificent. But it takes a couple years, maybe 3 years, to get to that point. So I just wanted to share that. So in the long run, you're way better off, and less expense is necessary if you do it the way we do it. But it's the hard way, and it's the slow way, and it's the natural way. It's the more complete way, and it works better in the long run. Gwyneth, your thoughts?
Yeah, and I should mention here that I usually try and at least partly compost my horse manure before I apply it. Horse manure is not as hot. That means it's not as nutrient-dense as cow manure or chicken manure. But even so, it's it pays to compost it at least a little bit before you apply it to your garden. And not only that, it's mixed with stable hay because Lily has a stable, and although she spends a lot of time in her field as well, she comes into her stable each night, and that means that I have to mop out each day. And of course the stable manure goes into a pile, which composts, and that pile also includes her spent stable hay and any hay that she's weed on and sort of played with or whatever, any hay that is still good gets to stay in the stable. But she poos on it and she pees on it and she plays with it and all the rest of it. And so that hay gets collected up and composted with the horse manure. And as well as that, I get a cold wood ashes. And I sprinkle the wood ashes onto the compost pile as well. And so this is ash that's been in a bucket in a steel bucket for 24 hours at least before I go and sprinkle it out on the compost pile. Otherwise, you'll burn your compost pile, especially, spent hay and hot ashes don't really get on very well. You'll end up with a bonfire. and manure will burn. So you don't do that. You sit in a steel, you sit your wood ashes in a steel bucket for a day at least before you take them out to the compost pile. And you sprinkle them on the compost. And so you pile the compost somewhere between, I mean, one foot high, 18 inches high will do it. But what will do it a lot more quickly is if it's piled between 2 and 5 feet high. So you can pile the compost between, I would say, 3 and 5 feet, and that will get a better temperature at the middle of it. And every now and again, it pays to turn the compost. So I've got a compost pile going at the moment, and it would be, gosh, it would take up a floor area of maybe 30 to 50 square feet. And that's, it's up to about 2 to 2.5 feet tall. I'm going to put another layer of horse manure onto it. So that will take about another week. And then it will be about 3 feet tall. And I may, because this is such a huge compost pile, I could turn it. That means that would involve pulling the whole thing apart and putting the bottom, putting the top at the bottom of the other pile next to it. And I could do that, but that is going to take about a whole half day for me to turn that compost pile. So I may, but if I do that, if I do that 2 or 3 times a week, I will have a beautiful lot of compost within about a month. But if I leave it for the worms to eat, they will do a very, very fine job. They will turn the compost for me. And it will be ready by the spring with me doing absolutely nothing to it. So I still have to decide what I'm going to do with this enormous, this is one of the biggest piles of compost I think I've ever built. And that's by having it so big, you get a large thermal mass, which helps for it to cook more efficiently rather than building a lot of small piles. And but I have to decide whether I'm going to turn this compost. And it'll take about a month. If I did it every day, I could have the compost within about 2 weeks, 18 days. But, you know, that's a lot of work. That would take about half a day each time to turn this compost pile because it's so big. And, you know, but that's okay. I don't mind. But other times what I've done is I have just wheeled the compost out and laid it out on the ground. And I like to do my gardens. After much experimentation, I found that the best way to lay your garden out is in a spiral. And you can put your, that makes it easy to run the irrigation line in a spiral. That's easy to do. The irrigation line always lays itself, except you've got to weigh it down to start with some rock to about the first day or so while the sun sort of shines on it and softens it and puts it in its place. And, but, yeah, the other reason why I choose a spiral is that I've learned that kangaroos, which are, like, we don't have deer around here, but we have kangaroos and wallabies. They don't like going into a spiral. And I figured out the reason why is they can't jump in a spiral. So they realize that they can't, and so they just leave it alone. And around the outside of the spiral, I planted with some sort of sort of hardy or succulent or cactus, such as prickly pear, the latest spiral that I've built, I've put around the outside. Giant yucca elephantitis, because I went in, I had to,
Class, Gwyneth mentioned something kind of interesting, and that was thermal mass. And as she was saying that, I was thinking, I know a guy near Springfield, Missouri, and he invited me over to his house, and he would have the tree trimmers, you know, the guys who would cut down trees and take the limbs and put them in a chipper. And the guys that cut the trees wanted to get rid of all of these wood chips. And not everybody wants them. You know, some people use the wood chips as mulch around, you know, garden plants, around trees. And some people think it's a waste product. So what he did was he arranged for the guys that cut trees down with his big chipper to dump the wood chips in his backyard. And before he did that, he put in some PEX pipe, polyethylene cross-linked plastic pipe. Comes in a roll. You can get a 300-foot roll, 100-foot roll, 25-foot roll. And he took a long roll of it, and he put it down and put some wood chips on top of it and then spiraled some more of a continuous length of this PEX pipe. And so he entombed the PEX pipe into this huge, huge pile of wood chips. And as those wood chips decayed, they produced heat. And it heated the water that he ran through the PEX pipe. So he had thermal mass, free heat, or free hot water, generated by the decomposition of the wood chips. That's a big pile, though. So, you know, if you were to park, let's say, two cars side by side and then put another car on top, that's how big this pile was. And it was going for years.
Hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, class, if you think about it, at USA Preparedness, we talk a lot about getting back to basics. And the reason is, if you remove the features and the fluff and the frills, that's where we're all going anyway. We really are. If you think about that sad story about the gal who had a ranch, she'd gotten her Tesla on her own ranch. She dragged and dropped the icon, reportedly, to select the direction she wanted to go. She wanted to go forward. She stepped on the accelerator. She went backward down the embankment into the pond and drowned in a few feet of water. She couldn't get the windows open. And rescuers were standing on top of the vehicle, and they couldn't save her as the vehicle filled up with water. I guess she couldn't get the door open, she couldn't get the windows down, and she thought she was going forward, and she went backward. And so here we are with a lot of features, a lot of complexity, a lot of technology, and it's breaking. It's breaking all around us. Satellites are now saying that exactly what we've been saying. Those darn things fall down. You know, we've got Elon Musk contaminating the atmosphere with satellites. So the satellites go up, the rockets bore holes through the atmosphere, waste our oxygen, and so we can have more downloads and more surveillance and more spying. It's all unnecessary. And all those satellites, every single one of them, will either fall down to Earth or burn up, or partially burn up, further destroying the atmosphere. And now they're even saying, scientists are saying, that this is going to weaken the magnetic effect of the Earth to hold the atmosphere in place. And so we are losing our atmosphere to these stupid things that Elon Musk and others like him are doing, destroying the planet. And not only that, there's articles about Jeff Bezos, you know, another really wealthy guy, destroying the planet with his trash. And we said, here at USA Prepares. He is probably the single most polluter of the planet in terms of trash, cutting down the Amazon and wood for shipping materials, using plastic for shipping materials. And now there's so much Amazon trash because people want to point and click and have it delivered, or they want to tap on their phone, select, and have it delivered. And all of this comes at an extremely high price in terms of pollution and destruction of the planet. So if you want to think about these wealthy people who do things that you absolutely do not need, consider the fact that many of them are destroying the planet. And you see that Bill Gates wants a huge, huge boat. Huge. Jeff Bezos already has one. And he built it on the destruction of the planet. That's my opinion. Now, I'm not sure everyone will agree with me, but I believe that he has trashed the planet by just point and click, and it'll be delivered to you quickly. And you know, I wanted to share something with you, class, while I'm on this tangent. I'm selling something on Facebook Marketplace. I only use it for selling things from the farm and buying things for the farm. I don't say, look at me. Don't do that. So I have this item up for sale. And if you're on Facebook Marketplace, if you find an item and you're interested in it, you can click on that item, look at some more pictures of it, read the description, and then if you're interested, Facebook has made it so easy for the GDP that all you have to do, or all they have to do, is click, is it still available? It's already typed for them. They don't even have to type, is it still available, the item you're selling. So last night, a guy clicked on, is it available? Now, when I look at that, the first thing I think of, is this guy wears loafers? He's too lazy to wear shoes that you tie on. So he is that lazy, and all he's willing to do is say, is it still available? And that frosts me. If the person isn't polite enough to say, hello, I'm interested in your widget, may we discuss it on the phone, or may I get some more information, or something polite like that, I like that. But I don't like it when someone clicks on the pre-filled out little text line that says, is it still available? So a guy sends me, is it still available? And then I go, all right, I'm going to do the same thing. And they have Facebook is so good at dumbing you down that they have pre-typed responses. Like, one of the responses is, yes, comma, are you interested, question mark. So I clicked on that. I thought, all right, this guy's going to be like that, so am I. I'm going to show him what it's like. And then he comes back and he says, that'll work. And I respond, I don't think it will work. Do you? And he comes back and says, sorry, wrong guy. Meaning he's texting me and he's got the wrong guy. That's how easy it is to make mistakes in the highly technical world that we live in. That's how dumb we are. We don't even know who we're talking to. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.